This audio presentation is brought to you by OnyxSingal.com. And now, Onyx Singal.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about what to do, or more specifically, the 5 steps to take to get back on your feet fast when you're feeling down, overwhelmed, ill, broke, or any of those negative feelings. Hey, everyone. My name is Onyx Singal, and I want to coach you today through what I do personally when things get overwhelming, and sometimes I feel like I've hit a brick wall. So first of all, I want to just share with you the different kinds of feelings that go on here. Some of the most successful people I know are going through tough times all of the time in their life. Look, when you look at someone, a lot of times what you're seeing is an act. They're acting to be happy, but you don't know what's going on behind the scene. Even with me personally, I can tell you there have been a lot of times when I've been out about smiling, laughing, joyful, mingling with people, but deep down inside, either emotionally or physically, I'm feeling like absolute crap. I've got health issues. You know, I might have had a fight with a girlfriend. I may be having financial issues. I'm going to share with you multiple times that I've almost been broke and bankrupt. It's not happened once. It's happened multiple times. So the first thing you need to know is it happens to everybody. You're not alone. Just because you feel down or upset, as a matter of fact, that's just proof you're human. And if you're going through those emotions now, it's great because without those emotions, you never get a chance to experience or know what a good day is like or what feeling good is like. You've got to have both mix it. So we're going to go over 5 steps to take to get yourself out of that situation as soon as you possibly can. And I'm glad I'm recording this when I am because I'll be very honest with you. As you know, I'm a pretty transparent person. I myself just went through probably a few of the toughest weeks of my life where I literally felt very down. It felt like it wasn't raining. It was pouring in my life. Everything bad that could possibly happen was happening. And even though I have quite a threshold to handle things, I really felt my limits were being pushed. And it took me calling a friend of mine to get me back in line. But essentially, these are the 5 steps I took to get to a point and to recover. Step number 1, it's okay to mope. Now that's kind of a strange thing to say, right? How can it be okay to be down or to feel sad? Well, here's the deal. A lot of people will try to cover up or hide their emotions. Guess what? That is the worst thing you can possibly do. Because when you try to cover up or hide an emotion, it's going to come out. I guarantee you it's going to come out. All you can do is delay it. There was a TV show called Lost. Many of you may have heard of it. During the first season, there is a scene of that TV show that I will never forget in my entire life. It's when the doctor in the show, they're stranded on an island, and I think his name was Jack. He's talking to the female character, whose name I at this point forgot. We'll call her Kate. I think it was Kate, so we'll call her Kate for now. He's explaining to Kate about a situation that happened in his life when he was just becoming a surgeon. He had just finished his residency and he was doing his first ever spinal surgery. He literally had a lady on her back completely open and he was going to do some kind of spinal cord surgery. Well, he says he made a wrong move, and all of a sudden her entire nervous system was out on the surgical table like spaghetti. Literally, he had made a huge mistake and had potentially paralyzed the woman for the rest of her life. He says he felt nothing but fear overtake his entire body, and he did not know what to do. He froze. But as you can imagine, that is the worst time for a surgeon to possibly freeze, because at that moment, she doesn't need him to be scared. She needs him to fix her. What he said is he took 10 seconds. He gave himself 10 seconds in which he said, I'm going to allow fear to overtake me, overwhelm me. I am going to be scared, but I'm going to count down from 10. And that is the only 10 seconds I'm going to give myself to being scared. And when that 10 seconds is over, I'm going to eliminate the fear and get right back to work. And I will tell you, it's been years and I haven't forgotten that story. And I love it because you know what? When you're feeling down, when you're feeling upset, when you're feeling depressed, so what? Let yourself feel those emotions. It's okay. You might be grieving. You might be moping. So mope. But define the time that you allow yourself to do so. Whether it's an hour, a day, a week, you give yourself a certain amount of time. But during that time, let yourself reflect on what happened and let yourself be down. What I like to do when I feel down is I want time to myself. I don't like being around people. I'm not much of a talker about it. I do talk with a few people about my issues, but typically only after I've had a few days to think about them myself first. So you need to know about yourself that when you're feeling that way, listen to your body, listen to your mind, give it what it needs, but give it a defined period. Tell yourself that you will only allow yourself X amount of time to feel upset. See, recently I told you, right? I went through a series of problems from personal, physical, and professional. Everything you could imagine happened at the same time. Well, I reached a point last week where I said, you know what? I'm tired of feeling like this. I understand that I do. I'm going to give myself exactly another 5 days because I had 5 days off. So I'm going to watch movies. I'm going to hang out. I'm going to hang out with a couple of my best friends. I'm going to just engage in hobbies. I'm not going to do any work. I'm not going to look at email, and I'm just going to have a good time. But 5 days to feel down. As of Monday morning, I'm back to work and I'm back to fixing what's wrong. Guess what? It wasn't even Saturday. I woke up feeling absolutely amazing and ready to completely attack the world. So giving yourself a chance to experience these emotions can really help, and it's not a bad thing. All right? So that is secret number one. You ready for secret number two? Secret number two is to confide in someone. You'll be surprised and shocked how much it helps just to share. The other person may give you absolutely no feedback. They may not even really know what to tell you. But just the fact that you were able to verbalize or vocalize your problems, I guarantee you, try it once. You're going to walk away from that feeling a lot better. I mean, that's why the world of therapy works so well. If you've ever been to a therapy session, the therapist doesn't talk much at all during the hour. You do most of the talking. What they simply do is ask you some probing questions to guide you in a certain direction. Well, you can do the same effect to a degree with just someone who's close to you, someone who knows you well. Now, it can be even more powerful if that person happens to be in a position that you really trust them, maybe a more of a mentor, an older, more wise person, who may actually be able to come back and give you some advice. So don't think that asking someone for help or reaching out or simply sharing your problems takes away from your power or makes you any weaker. It's the exact opposite. It gives you much more power. It gives you strength. It's one of your assets. People in your life that you trust and love are a true asset, and this is the best time to utilize them because they'll do the same with you when they feel down. So it's very important if you're feeling depressed, you know, perhaps you do need to go get professional help. Maybe you've hit a point where you do need to talk to a therapist. It's okay if you do that. But you know, I found for me, it works just well. I have a few people in my life, very close to me, who I'll share my problems with. And believe it or not, I have different people. If I'm having a personal problem, I have a certain group of people who I will tend to confide in. If I'm having a professional problem, I have a couple of mentors who I typically tend to confide in. It's just up to how you feel, what feels closest to you. But this is one of the biggest mistakes I actually find in people who tend to be very introvert. They don't like to talk about their problems. And when you dig deep in their subconscious mind, you find it's because they consider it a weakness. They consider it as if they are displaying a weakness. You know, they don't feel right sharing their problem. Well, that is really not true at all. And at least in my personal experience, it's been a really big blessing to me to have a few people in my life who I can open up with and share with. And their feedback and their advice means a ton to me, and it's never led me wrong. Now, I don't always take the advice, because remember, in the end, you are you. You need to do what you feel comfortable with. But what I'm looking for is just someone to lend me an ear so that I can voice my problems. And what happens, I would say 70% of the time, is as I'm hearing myself describe my problems and why I'm upset, sometimes I may just find those problems to be not worth it. I may self-talk to myself and say, are you serious? Really? You're going to let yourself get this down about this? Or the next thing that happens, which is even more powerful, is I'll actually see the solution as I voice my issue. I'll see exactly what I need to do. All because I took a few minutes, maybe a half an hour or even less, to get on the phone or to go meet up with somebody and talk. And I'll tell the person, I'm very open with these few people. I'll tell them, listen, is it okay if I vent? I'm feeling a little down. I'm feeling upset about something. I just need someone to listen. Can I vent? You don't even have to say anything. And if they're a close friend, a close person to you, they're never going to say no. And I'm telling you right now, think in your mind for step number two, who are a few people in your life that you feel you can open up and confide in? It's a very important step. Now, moving on to step three, and this is one of my favorites, and I don't just use this when I'm down. As a matter of fact, I use this step when I need to make any decision in my life, big or small. Step three, face the worst case scenario. A lot of times the reason we're down or upset about something is because we're afraid. We're building fear about something in ourselves. We might be upset professionally because we didn't get a promotion. Well, if you really dig deep in that emotion, we're actually scared that, am I ever going to get this promotion? I missed another opportunity. Am I ever going to get another opportunity? What's going to happen? I'm not going to get that raise now. How am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do that? How am I going to tell my wife? How am I going to tell my husband? How am I going to tell my family? It's fear-based, right? You're fearing the worst case scenario. In this situation being that you'll never get that promotion or you'll never make that extra money. So the way to trick your mind into no longer fearing the worst case situation is to act for a moment. Don't act too long, because remember, I'm a big believer in law of attraction. So you don't want to spend too much time thinking about the worst case. You'll end up attracting it. But you want to think about it just long enough to literally convince yourself that the worst case situation has happened. So now what? Okay, write it down. Write down exactly what could be the worst thing that happened and face it. Feel it. Feel as if it's actually happened to you. Okay? And now snap into solution mode. And what you'll realize is many times the things that you're scared of the most aren't actually that bad. And what happens is, as humans, we have a tendency to be afraid of something, but we won't face that thing until we're actually in the situation. Now, when all of a sudden we're in the situation, we tend to come up with solutions. We tend to act to get out of it. But we spend so much time being afraid of it. And all of a sudden when it happens, it's never as bad as we thought it would be. It really never is. Nothing is ever as bad as you ever think it's going to be. So right now, if you're having a bad feeling, ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What do I fear? And when you answer that question, act as if it's happened to you. And now sit down with a pen and paper and figure out, if this were the situation, what would I do? Let's say, for example, you're not going to get that job promotion. You're at your current company and it's done. You've hit the ceiling. You're never going to get it. You're maybe 5 years away from that opportunity ever happening again. You've looked at the situation and you say, you know what? This is what's going to happen. Well, okay. Let's say that was the truth. Let's say maybe another year goes by and you don't get a promotion. Another 2 years go by, you don't get it. What are you going to do at that moment? Maybe you look for a different job. Maybe you'll go get some more training, some more certifications. Maybe you'll go have a meeting with your manager and express your feelings and ask him what he or she thinks you should do, right? So that's exactly what I need you to be thinking about. Coming up with solutions, that's all it is at the end of the day. Now, let me give you an example. Just talking about it makes me think, makes me kind of go nuts. But we had a big product launch in my company. And I was relying very heavily on this product launch to get myself out of a big financial situation. And here's what happened. The product launch, which I had very high hopes for, launched completely failed. Why? My servers, my technology, everything crashed right at the moment that I needed it to be the best. So I literally got to a point where I broke down and I was under my desk. I literally crawled under my desk. I will never forget this day. It was years ago. And when I was under that desk, I realized that by being under that desk, I wasn't helping the situation at all. I was literally overridden by fear. How was I going to come out of this? What was I going to say to my promoters? What was I going to say to my employees? How was I going to tell them that a month from now, I may not have enough money to pay their salaries because of this launch or the failure? So I remember that very moment, I actually got out of the desk, I closed my door, and I sat down with a piece of paper, and I thought, okay, for a minute, I'm going to assume that this launch is a total failure. And what's going to happen now? I've got 20 days before the next payroll hits that I think I don't have enough money for. And I've got the XYZ expenses I need to cover. I started writing all the things down, and guess what? I instantly found solutions. I thought, okay, if this continues for 10 more days, I can do this and I can drive this much more revenue. I could try this and I can get just enough money from there to cover this. And worst case situation, I just need to get this much money and I have it sitting here and I can pull it from there. And all of a sudden, I had a 2-month runway. So even with the launch as a complete failure, assuming I cannot fix it, I knew that I'm good to go for 2 months. So I have time to fix the company. I have time to fix the revenue, and I don't have to make anyone suffer in the company. Well, you know, the minute I felt that, the minute I saw the solution on my piece of paper for my worst case scenario with the launch, I had nothing to be afraid of. I knew I had a backup plan. I knew exactly what to do if I can't fix the launch. Now with the fear gone, I could do whatever I wanted. I literally sat down with a clear mind, a clear head, and said, let's fix this launch now. I already know that I'm okay at worst case scenario. I'm okay. Things will move on. I have a plenty of time to find something else and to fix this, so I don't need to worry. Well, guess what? Literally within 48 hours, not only did I fix it, that launch turned out to be one of the most successful launches my company has seen to date. And I give a lot of that credit to the fact that I was able to calm down, not focus on the negative anymore, because I felt prepared for the worst case, the worst negative that could possibly happen. So a lot of people you talk to that are personal development experts would probably disagree to a really loud degree with what I just told you, because they would tell you that focusing on the worst case is going to attract the worst case. Well, like I said, I only want you to focus on it for a very short period with a very positive outcome, and that is you're going to figure out the solution to the worst case. But the only way you can figure out a solution to the worst case is if you feel yourself in the worst case. So I've been using this for the longest time. Like I told you, I even use this when I make decisions. I'm going to do a different audio training on that one day where I talk about how to make a tough decision in your life. I use this exact strategy and it has helped me make the best decisions possibly imagine and quickly. So having said that, that is step number 3. Face the worst case scenario, believe it's happened, and find a solution for it, and that'll help you carry on. Now, moving on to step number 4. Step number 4 is divide and conquer. Now, if you think back in history, British Empire, it used to be the 3 words used to explain how the British ruled. So that's why I kind of chuckle a little bit when I make it a part of one of my big 5 stress busters. And that's divide and conquer. So how does that work? Well, what's the big problem? What's the mother of all your problems right now? Is it that you have no money? Are you burned out? Did you just lose your love? Are you feeling worthless? Are you scared out of your mind? Are you overweight? Are you addicted to drugs, alcohol, gambling? Is your self-esteem low? Do you have some life-threatening illness? Whatever the big problem is, guess what? All problems, no matter how big or small, are made up of even smaller problems. They have like little chunks. And smaller problems are much easier to solve than big ones. So if you just divide the big problem into all the little tiny small problems, you can actually go and conquer them one step at a time. So you'll never even know that you're actually resolving the big problem. You'll just be resolving little things. You'll do it in little chunks that you can manage. Let me give you an example of something that you can think about. Let's say you have a goal, and that is, I want to make $1 million, okay? Well, let's say that goal, you have currently $2,000 in the bank, but all of a sudden you want to make $1 million. Well, that seems like a hell of a big figure to go after. I mean, it's going to really put a lot of pressure, a lot of stress on your mind. But think of it this way. What if your first goal was, I want to make $10,000? Well, now that seems like a much more digestible goal, right? It's a smaller figure. You can probably come up with a plan to make $10,000 a lot easier than you can to make $1 million. So just make a goal to make $10,000 and focus on nothing but that goal. And then when you hit a $10,000 goal, maybe your next goal is to make $50,000. You see, eventually you're going to end up hitting $1 million. You're working towards your big goal. It's exactly how problems work. If your big problem is that you're 30 pounds overweight and it's really driving you nuts, it's making you feel bad in many ways, you're not going out anymore, you have low self-esteem, and you feel lethargic, you don't have any energy, you're having health issues, well, Trying to lose 30 pounds is a big goal. It's very scary. But what if you just decide you're going to lose 5 pounds first? So now you do all the research you can in the world just on how to lose 5 pounds. 5 pounds is not very difficult. One could do that in a week or 2 weeks with just diet control. But guess what? Once you've lost 5 pounds, you start to feel better. You get motivated. You feel good. You feel like you can do this. Then you go for the next 10 pounds. Then you go for the next 10 pounds. Before you know it, you hit 30 pounds and you were never stressed out. So you conquered the big problem, but you did it small problems at a time. So if you're feeling like your problem's just too big, you're too overwhelmed, and you don't know where to start, that's okay. You know, I'm going to give you a really powerful tool. It's the first thing I teach in the Freedom Fighter course. It's called the PEG method. Use it. I'm telling you right now, the PEG method is one of the most amazing things I've ever implemented in my life. And I've not only used it to resolve my own personal, professional, and physical problems, I've used it to coach countless students, trainees, friends, and family members on how to get out of their problems. Because each mini problem becomes a goal. Remember, I want you to turn negative things into positive. So a problem should never remain a problem. It should become a goal. So if 30 pounds overweight is your problem, your goal becomes to lose 30 pounds. If your small problem is that you eat too much at night, right? That's contributing to your overall big problem of being overweight. Well, your goal becomes to stop eating after 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. or whatever time you decide. So you see how I turned a problem into a goal? Well, the minute I turn it into a goal, I can now use a thing called the PEG method. It's really, really important for you to learn the PEG method. It's the first thing I teach in the Freedom Fighter course. Go look it up. Go find it right now. It's called the PEG method. All right? So that's step number 4. We can talk more about it in the future. It's a very important one. It removes stress from your mind. It clears your mind to be able to address as big of a problem as you can imagine, but in tiny chunks at a time. Now, having said that, that's going to tie us right into step number 5. So, if you're ready, let's go right to step number 5. Step number 5, empower yourself with one small action. This is a very, very, very key step because the number one thing we lose when we feel down, depressed, or like we've lost something is we lose motivation. We are uninspired. And I'm telling you right now, a human with no motivation is completely useless. They cannot achieve a single thing. You could give the world's biggest opportunity on a silver platter to someone who has no motivation, and they will do absolutely nothing with it. So, one of my favorite lines, one of my favorite mottos in life is when life pushes you, stand up straight, smile, and push back. You're a fighter, remember? How do you push back? What does that mean? I don't literally want you going around and pushing people. You do just one thing. You fight and conquer one mini goal, just one tiny step towards your mini goal, even. Something that proves to you, you can do it. Something that proves to you, you are worth it. Let me give you an example. We'll go back to the weight loss example. You're 30 pounds overweight. It's really starting to drive on you. You feel very down about yourself. You eat really bad food. You drink soda. You eat late at night. You eat out all the time. You don't exercise. You don't get out of the house. You've got maybe 20 reasons why you're overweight. I'll promise you one thing right now. If you try to address all 20 of them tomorrow morning, you will fail. Guaranteed. You will fail. Because right now in your mind, you're not motivated to lose weight. Yes, you know you need to, but you don't really think in your subconscious that you can. Because if you really felt you can, you would never feel down. You'd be out there doing it. So what I would want you to do, if I was coaching you, right now what I would tell you is, okay, great. List out all the reasons you're overweight. I want you to make a huge list. You know, you love eating bread. Or you're a big fan of French fries. You eat at McDonald's once a day. You love Coke. You eat midnight snacks. You eat out 4 times a day. You know, your favorite food is really fatty beef. I don't know. Make a big list. And then what I would tell you to do is fix one of them tomorrow. Just one. It could be as small as this. Maybe you drink 3 cans of Coke a day. Okay? I would challenge you the next day to drink only two. For the third Coke, instead of drinking Coke, grab a bottle of soda water, squeeze some lemon in it, or grab a bottle of water. Then the day after that, drink one can of Coke and two bottles of water. So that's just an example. But you know what? That's not that hard to do. If I told you to go tomorrow, cut out all soda, cut out all carbohydrates, don't eat after 8 p.m., go for a 5-mile jog, and make sure you only eat 1,200 calories. Can't do it. As a matter of fact, you know what's going to happen? You're going to fail. I'm setting you up for failure. You're setting yourself up for failure. Tomorrow evening, when you have failed, when you've drank Coke, when you didn't go for the run, when you ate at 10 p.m., or you eat at 10 p.m. at night, you're going to feel worse than you felt the day before, because now you're going to feel like a failure. Now your mind's going to say, see, told you so, you can't do it. But if you have reasonable expectations and a tiny little goal, that is, just don't do everything else exactly how you're doing. Eat the same crappy food, don't work out, nothing. Tomorrow your only goal is drink two cans of soda instead of three. That's it. And the next day, you have another goal. The third day, another goal. Slowly you work up. Before you know it, 1 or 2 weeks in, your entire life will have transformed. You are going to feel amazing. You're going to be motivated, and you're going to start losing weight. And when you finally see even a pound drop off that scale, your motivation is going to go through the roof. And I'm telling you right now, the most dangerous thing in the world is a person who's highly motivated and passionate and dedicated. Because they can achieve anything they want. And they won't quit. They won't stop. And that's how you're going to get out of that dirty, nasty, negative feeling inside of you. It's going to die away when you give yourself one win. I call it getting little wins, because it boosts your confidence. It boosts and it makes you motivated. It makes you feel like, I can do this, because you see success. A small success or a big success, guess what? Your brain processes it exactly the same. It's the same endorphins. It's the same feeling. You get the same high, whether you did something small or you did something big, because you're proud of yourself. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is step 5. To review, step number 1, let yourself feel the negative emotion. Mope, it's fine. Give yourself a defined period of time for which you will allow yourself to feel those negative feelings, and then come out of it. Give your brain a deadline, and you'd be shocked and surprised at how much your brain acknowledges and respects that deadline. Step number 2. Find someone or a few people to confide in. Asking for support will only make you stronger. It will not show your weakness. Sometimes all we need to do is vent and talk about our problems, and we feel better already. Step number 3, face the worst case, okay? Feel as if the worst thing that you're afraid of has happened in your life, and make a plan around it. Turn a problem into a goal. No longer look at it as a problem. Neutralize your fear of the worst case by having a plan for it, and you'll see how quickly you can address your problem when you don't have any fear. Step number 4, divide and conquer. Use my PEG method taught in the Freedom Fighter course to identify your problems and convert them into mini goals which you can quickly achieve. That's a very key part of coming out of a problem, is breaking it down into mini problems and then converting them into mini goals and working towards the big problem in tiny steps at a time. You'll never feel overwhelmed. You'll never feel stressed. Step number 5, take one tiny small action and get one win. That's what I mean. Get one win. With every small step you take, you're going to build your confidence. You're going to get motivated and you're going to feel good. Don't give yourself too many things to do at one time. You're setting yourself up for failure. It's not a good thing, because it's only going to make you fall deeper into those negative feelings. Just do the smallest thing you can do. Do the smallest thing you can do and feel what it's like to do something successful. All right? And to close, all I want to say is, listen, I know that if you just take these 5 steps, you will be closer to freedom from all your nagging problems than you've ever been. These steps always work for me. And I mean it, they always work. I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for them. But more importantly, they don't just work for me. They work for the people that I share them with. I want you to just give them a try. I want you to open your mind, and I really want you to embrace these 5 steps. I know they're gonna help you. I know they're gonna make your problem turn into a great goal, and you're gonna achieve everything you want and get rid of those negative feelings as fast as you can imagine. Thank you for taking the time today. I know I've shared some great things with you. You're on your way to achieving your ultimate goal, which is your freedom from everything and anything in your life that you want freedom from to a great life full of nothing but abundance, a life that's worth fighting for. You're on your way to becoming a great fighter, and these 5 steps today are going to help you do just that. So I want you to join the fight. Make sure you visit freedom.onyxsingal.com. That's freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, .onyxsingal.com. And make sure to sign up. Visit my Facebook page if you want your daily free coaching that I give there every single day. And with that said, have a great day. Have a powerful day. Go out and achieve that which you want and fight and get your freedom. I'll see you on the next one.
This audio is a production of onyxsingal.com. Thank you for listening.